This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Well, we do have a big one in the NFC West tonight as the Niners, Bucks-Niners host the Rams.
Yes.
Now, the Seahawks are on top of the division. They lead the Rams by a game, but the Cardinals and Niners are only two back. It's wild.
And remember, the Rams have already beaten the Seahawks once, and they play week 18. Yeah. So,
and they've beaten the Niners once, too.
Yeah. I feel like the Niners, I mean, that was a big one for them last week. But with all the injuries they have, I don't know. I mean,
Bosa playing tonight? Aren't they saying he's maybe back?
Game time decision.
I have not seen.
Ooh. Greenlaw's activated.
Yeah, Greenlaw's going to play. But
Williams
again,
is out.
With yeah, he may be out.
Is the running back back? Because aren't they on like their fifth string?
No, they're on the third string.
Yeah, Garendo was supposed to play. That's the third string, and then. Yeah.
If he's out,
I can't even remember there's another kid that's in some fourth stringer. I don't even know his name.
But the Niners can't lose again. They basically have to be perfect.
Yeah.
And they've got the Rams.
They're 6-7.
They're at the Rams tonight, at the Dolphins and the Lions.
Well, this game's in San Francisco though.
Yeah. Did I say at the Rams?
Yeah.
Excuse me. The Rams at the Dolphins.
Yeah.
And then they get the Lions and then at Arizona. I just feel like San Francisco with all the injuries, even though last week was a monster effort for him, but I mean, for God's sakes, you blew out the Bears. Is that really? I just don't consider the Niners to really be a conversation in this. But for the Rams, it absolutely is.
Well, if the Niners are going to be in the conversation,
they have to win.
They have to win this game tonight.
I mean, they got to be perfect the rest of the way.
Yeah, but this game tonight. I mean, it starts right now. I mean, Brock Purdy said it. He's like, we got to do every game as if it's our last.
The Rams are intriguing to me because they are getting healthy. I mean, last week was the first time that was the fully operational Rams. Now they gave up 42, but they scored 44. They get the Niners, and then the Jets and Cardinals, Seahawks. Dude, this sets up well for the Rams. If the Rams can stay healthy and play the way they did last week, that week 18 with the Seahawks is going to be really, really interesting because Seattle's playing well right now. Seattle's got it rolling, and the Rams are cooking a little bit, and it just feels like the Niners are too beat up. By the way, fun fact, they're going to miss the playoffs this year. I'm convinced of it. The only two times that Kyle Shanahan will have missed the playoffs are the years after they have lost the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Super Bowl hangover.
It's a real thing.
Well, I don't know what it is about the Niners, but they always just seem to have more injuries, like a ridiculous amount of injuries than any other team.
It does feel that
way. It's crazy.
It feels that way. And additionally, they also have one of the oldest rosters in the league, so that happens more when you're older.
Well, you want to talk about bad luck. I mean, two of their players lost kids.
Yes.
I mean,
that's nuts.
If you don't know, Trent Williams is not out with an injury. Trent Williams is out because one of his children died in the womb and the other one was stillborn.
Mm-hmm.
And then, who was it?
Ward.
Ward, yeah, their DB.
This is like 1-year-old
Trevarius
died?
Ward, yeah.
His daughter was born with Down syndrome and then passed away. I mean, it's just,
That's crazy.
It's just awful luck. And
McCaffrey's out.
Yeah, McCaffrey's out. And
the whole reason Greenlaw hasn't been playing is because he busted his Achilles jumping around the sideline of the Super Bowl.
Yeah. And then Pearsall gets shot at the start of the year, for God's sake.
What is happening, guys?
Ayuk holds out the entire preseason, and then he blows out he blew out his knee, right? Or did he go Achilles?
I think he was knee.
I think he was knee. I mean, and then you lose McCaffrey, and then you lose the backup. I mean, it's just, it really is kind of unbelievable. And it feels like Bosa, much like his brother, is just in a constant state of will he or won't he.
Ayuk was hamstring.
Was it a hamstring that he tore?
Yeah.
It's just, it really is. It's just the poster child for injuries, and it feels like this isn't the first time that this has happened. So, I can't wait for this, because it would be the most NFC West thing ever if the Niners, who we just left for dead, and now the Rams we're all excited about, watch the Niners come out tonight and just lay an ass whooping on the Rams.
Well, that's the NFL for you.
That's the NFL.
And the thing about the Rams is they still have 3 division games left.
Yes,
and if they lose tonight, they now are 2 back. Well, 1.5 of the Seahawks. This is a huge game.
If
the Rams want to win the division, this is a huge game. That you'd think they can beat Arizona at home.
Well, and it's funny, because a couple weeks ago we were like, Arizona was the team. If you had gun to everyone's collective head 3 weeks ago, you would have been like, no, Arizona seems to be the team in this division. And now all of a sudden, Arizona just looks like an also-ran, and we're back to the, is Kyler Murray any good? And, we've hitched our wagon to him. Well, it is the weirdest division that I can remember for an entire season. This thing has just been, it's been on its ear so many times this entire season, and I still think it's Seattle. I love the way Seattle's playing right now. I think they figured it out on defense. The old line is playing a little better, but honestly, if you told me that any team was going to find a way, although the Cardinals, basically, I looked at their mathematical odds, it's like 3%. Arizona's not going to do it. But if you told me that the Niners found a way to resurrect their season and got back the Rams or the Seahawks, none of it would surprise me.
Arizona has New England, Carolina, and then they got Rams on the road, Niners at home. So they have 2 left. So the Seahawks only have 1 division game left.
And that's against the Rams week 18.
Rams have 3,
and
the Cardinals, dose.
But this feels like an elimination game tonight, doesn't
it? Yeah. Well, yes.
Not as much.
Definitely for the Niners.
I don't know about the... Yeah, I just think that if the Rams want to win the division, they need to win this.
Yes.
And I think the Niners... I'm kind of with you. It's like, I don't know that they're going to win it, but...
They just avoid elimination by winning it.
Yeah, you stay alive.
Technically,
So, all right. Well, we'll keep you posted on that. That's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Bet on it?
I did not. I did not bet on this.
I bet Buck did. He's a degen.
I'm on the under. I'm not betting on the side.
Why are you on the under?
Thursday night football. Yeah. Niners banged up.
Okay. Hmm?
Short week, divisional game, all that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words. I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Rams offense sure looked good last week.
I know.
44 against
the Guess what? Most of the tickets are on the over.
Yeah, exactly.
Paid Johnny Public.
I'm with you on that. It's like, well, Seahawks are a great example. How the hell did their offensive line look like that last week?
Don't know.
Because the week before, Arizona's defensive front gave Minnesota fits. Yep. Now, I know they lost that game, but Minnesota could not block them.
No.
And now all of a sudden, then you come into this game, and Arizona's defensive line looks like the worst in the league. Seattle's offensive line, which is one of the worst in the league, look like the best. How do you explain all the... And Buck's exactly right. The Rams score 44 against one of the best teams in the league. Watch them score 3 tonight.
It will happen.
Freaking NFL.
The NFL, and especially this division. Just anytime...
Well, and a quick Thursday turnaround.
Yeah. Anytime you think you've got a grasp on what's happened in the NFC West, buckle up, because you're about to get kicked in the stones.
Hell, I think the Falcons are going to win the NFC West.
Might be tough.
They're so bad.
That whole division... That division's worse than the West.
That division is worse. Because at least out West, you can say, I don't know if there's a good team. Like, I'll tell you what, there is not a good team in the South.
No.
What do we think John Anthony thinks about this matchup?
I want to go 2-0.
I love how he's gone from 5-0 to 2-0.
I've got side Anthony.
Conveniently changed his pitch.
I do love Mike Evans, though. I have a giant crush on Mike Evans out there in Tampa.
Could you say that Carolina is playing the best football in that division?
Yes, you could. You could absolutely say that.
Do you see the Carolina streak they just snapped? They are favored this week for the first time in 33 games.
Are they really?
Yeah, they're favored over the Cowboys.
33 games?
Yeah, 33 straight regular season games being an underdog
over the Cowboys.
Boy, Dallas. Do you remember at the start of the year when the Cowboys and Jets were two of the dark horse Super Bowl teams?
I do. I absolutely do.
I don't even feel like the Cowboys were dark horse. People liked them. They're like,
I think the Cowboys won 13 games last year.
Life comes at you fast.
Yeah. Were they 13 or did they win 12? They won a lot of games last year.
I don't know. They didn't win the Super Bowl. I know that.
They did not win the Super Bowl.
By the way, we're about to hear the John Anthony spots, aren't we?
Isn't that
coming up here?
We should be, but...
It's usually after the game starts.
So I think we're going to get them at 5:30 or something.
By the way, Mina Kimes had the greatest line, besides the armpit butt crack line, because the Cincinnati Bengals defense was playing well, and I forget who she was doing the show with, but they were like, where is this Cincinnati defense been all year? And just deadpan, she goes, not playing Cooper Rush. And I was like, freaking beautiful. I love that. She is fantastic on there, just in there taking jabs. Cooper Rush. And how bad is Trey Lance that Cooper Rush is your quarterback?
Boy.
Very bad. Well, look, I think the cue there was the Niners cut bait on him really pretty fast.
They're like, yeah, we're good.
They're like, yeah, we're put him out on the scrap heap there. Because the Niners, I mean, if he had anything, they would have kept him.
He'd still be there, yes. Yeah. But he does not.
He does not. All right, NBA Cup pregame show?
Yeah, let's do it.
Coming up
the big cup.
Wait. Are there cup games again tonight?
No. It's Saturday.
I was going to say,
I can't contain my excitement.
Yeah.
For the NBA.
Neither can people in Vegas. You see the prices?
For the games?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do we need to talk NBA Cup?
No.
Why not?
No, we do not. Have you seen the ratings?
They were hoping for much more nationally attractive teams to be showing up in Vegas.
So who's there? The Hawks?
It's
Hawks, Oklahoma City, Milwaukee.
Yeah, so in the East, it's Hawks and Bucks.
Night? The Rockets won last night?
And then it's Rockets and Thunder.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And for Hawks-Bucks, the get-in price is
$29. Oh, right.
And for the Western Conference game, it's $39.
I hate to tell you, but 29 and 39, I'm good.
I don't think I would go for that.
Title game, in 79, Vegas? Subject to change.
I'm good.
Hawks, Rockets, title game, you going?
Ooh. No.
Vegas?
$29?
I got better things to do for 3 hours in Vegas.
Exactly. I got better things to do in Vegas. I'd rather hang out at the damn Shake Shack for $29 than I would go to that.
Could take a nap in a back room at a
bottom line,
their
ass.
That's $4,000. I learned that today. That's 4 G's.
Hey, we got another new coach in college football coming back. Rich Rod, Belichick,
yeah.
And now this guy next on The Fan.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.